This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Five Kinds of Silence by Sheila Stevenson.
One night I dreamt I was a dog. The moon was out. I could smell it. Ice, white metal smell. I could smell the paving stones. Wet. Sharp. The tarmac road made my dog teeth tingle. It was aniseed. Rubber. And then the lampposts. Glittering with smells they were. Studded with jewels of sharp, sweet, spice, wood, metal, meat. And the stars pierced my dog nose like silver wires.
A woman came out of her house. Sickly, the smell of her. Rotten. She smelt of armpits and babies and fish and 100 other things screaming at me like a brass band. I knew what she'd had for her tea. I knew she was pregnant. I could smell it. She didn't look at me. Walked straight on by. Thought I was just a dog.
I laughed a quiet dog laugh. You think I'm a dog, but I'm Billy. I'm me. The night smells of soot and frost and petrol and beer.
I'm at my own door now. I don't need to see it. It comes to meet me. A cacophony. The smells are dancing towards me. The smells of home.
I'm inside the house now. Hot, citrus smell of electric light. My wife, my daughters, stand up as I come into the room.
Oh, home. The smells I love, all the tiny, shimmering background smells. And the two I love the most, the two smells that fill the room like a siren. One of them is fear, burning tires, vinegar, piss.
And the other one is the smell of blood, matted in Mary's hair.
I gave her a good kicking before I went out.
Is he dead?
He's stopped moving.
I'm frightened he's not dead. What have you done, Susan?
We had to kill him, Mum.
He's moving. I can see him moving.
He's dead.
Oh, give me the gun. Best be sure. What are you doing? Finish him off. Don't want him to suffer.
No need to do it twice. I was dead the first time. Like shooting a dog in its kennel.
They got me when I was down, see? I didn't stand a chance.
Bitches, it wasn't a fair fight.
There. Should have done it years ago. I'll call the police then, shall I?
We need a drink.
We'll drink his whiskey. We'll drink all of it.
Later, we'll get the police.
He looks nice like that. Lying there, nice and still, in his red shirt.
It's blood. The shirt was white.
Still, he looks nice and neat. Nice and tidy. He'd be pleased. He never liked mess. Why doesn't he close his eyes?
Drink.
More. Susan?
What?
Is his eye flickering? Can you see?
He's dead.
Look. There, there.
We killed him. We had to do it. Nothing's flickering.
If he comes back to life, I'll cut myself.
Wet sheets, steam, cold slapping against my face. I'm hiding. Suddenly someone's here. Big white arms, big bony hands that do things I don't like. Punch me. Other stuff. What other stuff? She's big, huge. Veins in her white legs like blue knotted ropes. Rotten cheese. ugly. I hate looking at them. Muscles at the back of the knees, bulging, yellow skin on the heels.
Clatter of what? Clogs on a hard floor. Noise that splits my head in two. Hot metally taste in my mouth. Crack goes the bone of my head. Stars float.
I'm laughing. Ha ha. Hit me again if you want. I won't cry. I never cry, me. Crack. I slip in the wet. Crack goes another bone. Elbow, maybe. The side of my head burns.
Out of my mouth comes a noise like kittens make when you drown them.
But no, I'm laughing. That's what I'm doing. I don't care, me. If you cut me arms and legs off, if you whip me with the belt till my skin peels off, I won't cry. I just laugh, right?
But when I get bigger, I'll bloody kill you.
We did it. My sister and I did it. Mum was in another room.
Can I get you a cup of tea, officer?
You two shot your father.
Is he dead?
They're taking him away now.
But is he dead? We shot him twice. Was that enough?
Will we go to prison?
Was it an accident?
We don't mind if we go to prison, do we, Susan?
We don't mind, no.
Just tell us if he's dead.
It seems that way.
Are you sure?
It's not official.
I told you! I told you, I saw his eye flickering.
Was there a reason for shooting him? You must have had a reason.
We don't want to talk about that.
Something's gone on, hasn't it?
Things have been quite tense recently.
Tense, yeah.
What with his fits?
Six a day sometimes. My nerves have been bad.
Never knew when a fit would take him.
He was having fits, so you shot him? Is that what you're saying?
He wasn't an easy man.
He was a difficult man.
And that's your reason, is it?
Is it?
We don't want to talk about it, if you don't mind.
I'm in bed. It's pitch dark. I'm holding my knees to my chest. Icy. Icy cold. You can't sleep for it. Not even with your coat on and your boots.
They're shouting along the landing. Banging. Same as every night. He's drunk. She's screaming at him.
You bastard, you useless bloody bastard. You're no bloody good to me. And he's roaring at her like a bull in an abattoir. No words too drunk for that.
Under the covers now, me. Stop it, stop it. But I can hear them and know them. I've seen them biting and tearing and heads banged off walls, teeth fly, blood spurt.
You stupid drunk pig.
They're staggering. Three steps this way, three steps that. One, two, three. One, two, three, wood splinters.
You stupid, blind, drunk fuck pig!
I hear him fall. Feel his bones, his blind head hits each stair. Sinews tear and snap. She says, get out. You're no good to anyone. I'm out of bed now, running downstairs.
The front door's open. She's trying to throw him into the street, but he's holding her around the throat, and she screams like this. Like a banshee.
I don't want my mother to make noises like that. So I kick her. I don't know why, but I do. He's on his hands and knees in the street. There's frost on the ground glittering.
He gets up and falls over because he's drunk and he's blind and his hands are stretched out. He wants someone to help him. Sounds come from him, the snot and tears.
Bitch, he says, bitch. Stupid blind bastard, stop it. Stop crying, Dad. You mustn't ever cry. I don't like looking at you when you do that. I don't like hearing you.
I'm glad when she slams the door. She punches me head. Bang. What are you doing up?
It's cold upstairs, Mum. It's pitch black dark. It's like being blind. I don't want to go blind like my dad. I don't want to go blind. She pulls me by my arm, twists with both hands like she's wringing out washing. Don't be so bloody soft. Don't be so bloody soft.
I don't like to think about him out there in the dark, banging into things. I don't like to think about it. So I don't.
Is this a cell?
Yes.
Oh. It's beautiful.
You should try and get some sleep.
I could live here.
I'll take your belt. Oh.
You're not to lock the door.
I know.
I'm on antidepressants.
I know.
If you lock the door, I'll panic. I've never slept on my own.
How old are you, Janet?
34. I've always slept with my sister.
Even when you went on holiday?
We've never been on holiday. We've never been anywhere.
The door will be open. I'll be right outside.
We had to do it, you know. We had to.
I'll be right outside.
You don't know what it's been like. Your life's normal. We come from a different world. You can't begin to imagine it.
I'm just trying to imagine what led you to do it, Susan.
He was fitting, and we shot him.
What did he do to you?
Nothing.
How old are you, Susan?
36.
Ever had a boyfriend?
No.
What about your sister?
No.
Never?
We were very close as a family. We didn't need that sort of thing.
Most girls have boyfriends at some stage in their lives.
I know that.
So why not you?
We had each other.
Did he knock you about?
Sometimes.
Your mother? Your sister?
Sometimes.
Badly?
He had quite a temper sometimes.
What got him in a temper?
Things.
Such as?
We weren't to make a noise when we clicked on the light switch. Plates clattering, that wasn't allowed. Sometimes we buttered his toast wrong.
Sometimes you buttered his toast wrong?
In the wrong direction. The butter in the wrong direction.
I see.
You don't. You're just saying that. How could you see? You couldn't begin.
Tell me then. Explain. Then maybe I will see.
I'm tired. I'm very tired. Don't ask me anything else. I just want to sleep now. I just want to sleep for a very long time. I think I'm coming down with something.
You haven't told me everything, Susan.
I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'm not well.
Did he sleep with you?
What? I think I've got a temperature. I'm burning. My face is burning. Is the floor tilting?
Did he do anything sexual to
you? I'm sorry. You must think I'm drunk. Is it me or is it the room skewed like this? My head's in flames. I need aspirins. I need a doctor. I'm coming down with something.
Your sister's told us he did. She told us he slept with both of you.
Oh.
Gather your thoughts. Say nothing. Take your time. There's still time.
Don't say a word unless it's no. Laugh at him. Go on, laugh.
She's a bloody liar, that Janet. Tell him she's mental.
I have a dry mouth.
He did, didn't he? All your life. Since you were 13 years old.
Yes.
You bloody bitch, you did it.
You've done it now.
You said the thing that should never be said.
Plaster cracking, the mould breaking, you're crumbling. You stand up with your legs buckle. Snatch the yes back. Take it back. Go on.
Shout. No, no, I didn't mean that. You're opening your mouth. Go on, speak.
There's rubble in your throat. Ignore it. The policeman's mouth is moving, but you can't hear him. Just shout no, you stupid bitch. Don't listen to the things crashing in your head. Hold yourself together. I'm shouting at you, but you're not listening. I warned you. I bloody warned you. Never bloody tell.
And now a rush of fear unties her bladder. They've tricked her. She knows I'm not dead. Not dead at all. And soon I'll burst through the window and kill her.
Water splashing down her leg. Her eyes streaming. The dam is breached. The walls have collapsed. Get up off the floor, you stupid bitch. Get up off the floor.
We talked about it for a long time. For 2 or 3 weeks, they said we'd have to shoot him. Like a dream. I didn't think they meant it. But it was him or us. He was going down and he was taking us with him. We were frightened. We thought, one day, he'll kill us and then shoot himself. And no one will ever know what went on. It's a form of torture to think that no one will ever know, isn't it?
We're trying to prepare a case for the defence.
I had clinical depression. That's what they called it. The doctors kept saying, why, Janet? Why are you like this?
So if you can tell us everything you can.
Is there something we should know about? No, I'd say. No.
Events leading up to the...
Every morning, wake up crying. I couldn't get out of the tunnel. It made him mad. He wanted me to smile. Go on, take that look off your face. Smile, Janet, smile, or people might suspect.
I think we may be able to provide a
very strong case. I couldn't do it anymore.
Case.
The muscles in my face stopped functioning.
Exciting mitigation.
I just wanted whiskey and tablets and sleep. He'd shout, "You lot have got everything you want for nothing." And maybe he really thought that because by the end, what was true and what was mad was all the same.
Perhaps you'd like a cup of tea.
Every time I went to the hospital, every time I went to the doctors. Is there something you want to tell us? No. Nothing, no. Because what could I say? Where would I start? And if I did, I knew he'd kill us all. Mum, then Susan, then me. In that order. Then himself. I knew he would because he told me.
What did you feel when you'd shot him?
Pardon me?
When you shot him, what were your feelings?
What did you feel here? What did you feel there? Where did the intercourse take place? What difference does it make? The pictures in my head are mine, and giving them to you won't wipe them out.
Janet, are you listening?
I felt nothing.
You must have felt something.
No. I don't remember. We drank a lot of whiskey.
Did you feel relieved, elated?
You think he's gone now, he's dead. But the dead don't go anywhere. They dance in your head. They come to you at night. The dead don't die. I know that now.
Did you think if you shot him, you'd be free?
I didn't think anything. It happened in a dream. What does it matter how I feel? It's done. It's over. I want to sleep.
Did you love him?
Of course we did. He was our father.
"I love you," he said. Practically straight away. I believed him. I was 20, I knew nothing. I was lonely, and he was handsome. He said he'd save me. So I married him. Cold ham salad and we went to Blackpool just for the day. When we got back, he punched me so hard I blacked out. Nothing changed after that. Never got any better. You don't understand, do you? Neither do I.
I don't remember pain. I don't remember pleasure. I was born age 6 with teeth and a black, black heart.
I'm what, 8, and she's a new man now. Soft, milky thing, no match for my lost blind dad. He whines wolf for her with his limp fish hands.
A voice like gruel. Boneless he is. And yet.
Dark. Feet like blocks of ice. Heart bumping against my throat. Voices. Burbling in the blackness. Is anybody there? Is anybody there?
They got a drowned man once. He spoke with weeds tangled in his throat. I heard him. He opens his mouth and it's not that milky voice comes out of him. It's dead people.
Not frighten me. I'm just cold. That's what that banging noise is in my chest. Cramp in my leg. Dry tongue.
Stupid bastards don't know I'm here. Stupid bastards. There's someone coming through. He says there's someone coming through. It's a man.
Stupid bastards. I don't believe them. I wish someone would put the light on. The skin's going tight on my head. I think I'm having a heart attack. Mum!
Billy, is that you?
Let me stay. I want to stay. I won't make no noise.
I told you, bloody bugger. I told you.
She's pulling me, dragging me up the stairs. I'm fighting back. Bloody get off me. Bloody get off.
No, don't shut me up in the dark. It's black in there. The black gets in my mouth and nose and eyes. I can't breathe.
She says, get in the cupboard and don't move. You'll have no light. You don't deserve it. Bloody bugger, bastard, I shout. Bloody damn bugger. Crack. She hits me. Crack.
I punch her hard. Hard in the warm softness of her belly. And she hugs me tight in her fierce arms.
Billy, love. Billy, she says.
And she smiles.
That's it, Billy. That's it. Keep your fury. You'll need it out there. But never cry or I'll send the devil to you.
No. I won't cry. Don't send him. I don't want to see him. Don't shut the door. What if he comes, ma'am? What if he comes?
I won't cry. I bloody won't.
Bastards.
Bloody damn blast shit. Bastards. Don't send the devil to me.
I don't want to see you.
Bloody bugger pig devil. I'm not frightened, you buggers. You pig buggers.
Dear Mum, we are in a lovely place with gardens and a small pond with fish, and it is beautiful here. Last night we had baths with as much water as we wanted, and it was as close to heaven as we've ever been. Everyone is kind, and our rooms are warm. People say the rules are strict, but we just laugh. Sometimes we talk to lawyers. They are very nice. This is the first time we've been free in the whole of our lives, which is funny, really, when you think about it, because a romance centre is actually a sort of prison, isn't it? Thinking of you often, your loving daughters, Susan and Janet.
How are you sleeping now, Mary?
Betrayal. He says you let them kill me and now I'll have to kill you.
He can't do that because he's dead.
What does it mean, dead? What does it mean?
He can't harm you anymore.
You don't get it.
I'm trying.
He's sitting here inside me, in every room inside my head. He'll never leave, it'll never be over, it'll never end. I look at my legs, my arms, I look at my stomach and he's there. Scars. That was the time he did this or that. Here's where he broke my fingers. When I look in the mirror, he's there. When he comes into my dreams, I think my heart will stop. That's how he'll kill me. That's how he'll get me. I'll die of fright.
A town is full of soldiers. There's a war on. I like the shine on the boots. I like the sound they make on the cobbles, harsh and strong. Sets my teeth tingling.
They are polished and trim and neat, these men. Belted and tucked and ready for action. Already I'm ooked. I follow them to their barracks. Oh, the neatness of it. The rows of bunks, the order, and beside myself with longing.
Each bed tight made, corners neat and parcelled, no gaps, no mistakes. There's method in this. The air smells of carbolic and boot polish and engine grease.
One of them shows me his kit, his boots gleaming under his bunk, placed just so, at just such an angle. The precision of it makes me feel faint. And then a quivery ripple shivers across my groin. I am at home here.
I am in paradise here. The steel segs in my boots clash and clatter on the hard floor. They take me to show me the storerooms. Miles of shelving stacked to the roof with supplies. I say the word under my breath. Supplies. In case of. In the event of. Supplies. This is organisation.
Nothing can go wrong here. Everything, every last thing, labelled, everything in its place. The soldier talks to me in a strange accent, London or Scotland or somewhere. Says you have to be organised, see? Have to know where things are, because if anything's out of place, if ever there's an emergency, think of the chaos then.
He shows me the order books, the chitties, requisition pads, cancellation forms, goods in, goods out, pink for in, green for out, and things are dancing inside me head. I'm practically singing.
He lets me hold his gun. I imagine shooting all the people in our street. Pop, pop, pop.
I shoot them because they shouldn't be in here, messing everything up, throwing the system into disarray. I imagine the look on their faces, stupid, caught by surprise. Pop, astonishment, pain, fear, twisted mouths. Some of them even cry.
I am laughing. Shivers run up and down my spine. My feet are going like Fred Astaire. I feel the most pleasure I've ever felt. There, I think, there. See what it feels like.
The soldier takes the gun back. Oh, there's no bullets in it anyway.
When I met him, he was gentle. Walked me to my door. Said, you're the one for me. Said he'd known straight away. Wish I had a lad like that, they all said. Polite and quiet and handsome. And when he said he loved me, his stammer got bad. So I loved him all the more. Didn't like his mother. She said, if you marry our Billy, he'll put you through the eye of a needle. I didn't know what she meant. I do now. I was soft and shy, not the sort to argue. I was tiny. I was lonely. I was a bit of a wallflower. He must have seen me coming.
Tarts. Primping and powdering and giving you the eye.
Wouldn't mind if they meant it, but no. Half the time they'd hardly give you a feel. Not that I'd want one.
Not that I'd want one. Other fish to fry me. They don't know, see. No idea, any of them. Look right through me because they don't know what they're dealing with. I'd wipe their smiles off their faces. I'd knock their bloody blocks off. I'd have them on their knees, begging they'd be on their backs, begging.
I'm tanked up. A bursting thing. I can feel the blood pounding in my head. I'm thinking how when I get like this, I do things.
Dark, jittery thing.
I was thinking how I killed next door's cat to see how it felt. Better. I felt better for a while, seeing it squirm and cry. It was better than feeling up one of those tarts.
There's a look I like to see. Fear, is it? Face twists, mouth pleads. I fizz and burn, my insides leap. Then after, nothing. Dead is what I feel. It reminds me of something, I can't remember what.
I'm just thinking this when I see her. Sitting quiet like a rabbit. None of the lipstick, none of the flash. She looks up at me. I know, I'll marry her.
This is the woman.
This is the woman.
This is the one.
I see my life mapped out before me. I see her, I see children, I see a world. In a flash, it comes together.
I'm a pioneer. I'm in enemy territory. I'm going to knock it into shape, impose a bit of order. I'm going to carve out something for myself.
A dance in my heart. The world is a terrible place and this woman will save me from it. The world is black and cold, but I'm taking her with me. She smiles. I feel like I did in the army barracks.
It's better than killing the cat. Although somehow that's muddled in with it too.
You could have left him.
I did, once. I went to my mother's. Took the girls and ran. When we got there, she wasn't in. When he came for me, there was no one to save us. Mary, love, don't be daft. Come on home. I'm taking you home. Let's make it up. Come on, give me a kiss. And there was a bit of the old Billy there. The one I loved and I wanted to believe him. So I went home with him. When we got in the door, he broke my ribs. Jumped on them. I never went again. He said if we did, he'd find us and kill us.
You must feel very angry, Susan.
Pardon me?
With your mother. She let it happen all those years.
They said we could go home now. They said unconditional bail.
Your mother was there all the time and she did nothing to stop it, did she?
We don't think of it like that.
Why?
Why what?
Do you sometimes feel resentful towards her, perhaps?
Why?
Why do you think?
We all protected each other. Why do you want us to be angry?
I wonder if sometimes you deny what it is you feel. I think that's understandable.
I think we live on different planets. I'm sorry, that was rude.
You must be rude, if that's how you feel.
Pardon me?
It might make you feel better.
Why would it?
We want to help.
Most of what you say, we don't understand.
We want to keep you out of prison.
We killed him. He's dead. We feel better now. There's nothing you can do about any of it.
Let us try.
You said I could be rude.
Yes, I did.
This getting angry, this feeling this and feeling that, it's not for us. It's not really our sort of thing. It's too late now. You think you can understand, but you can't see the size of it. If you had to live inside our heads for 5 minutes, you'd go mad and die. Best we deal with it ourselves.
I can't sleep, Mum. I can't sleep on my own. The bed's too big. There are noises in the room, things creak, footsteps on the stairs out in the corridor. I think it's him. Every time I think it's him. They say he's dead, but what if he's not? The golden glow's gone. Euphoria, they said. Hysteria. Small dreams I had then. A glimpse of him. A hand here, a breath there, but quick to go. He's shrinking, I thought. Death has shriveled him, soon he'll be gone. He's back now. The whole of him. His breath on my face, his hands in my hair, pulling me to places I want to forget. I'm not strong like Susan. Soon, I will die of this. Smile, he says. Smile. Big dreams now. Huge dreams. No point in sleeping, there's no rest in it, no ease. Close my eyes and I'm trapped in the film of our life. Snap. Another photo. Snap. Smile, Janet, smile. What will they make of these happy family snaps? Our sandals and frocks, our arms entwined, a rabbit eating grass at our feet. And we're smiling. Smiling, smiling, smiling for our lives. But at the back of my head, I say, please, someone read this secret sign. I'm sending you a message. Read it, please. This is not real. This is not true. Can't you see it in my eye? He kicks us where it can't be seen, under our hair, under our clothes. He boots us across the room. I want to tear off my dress and shout, look, 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 look. I look at the photo. And where is the message? The sign in my eye. I look at the photo. And we're just smiling.
This is where we slept. Tommy and I. He had the bed by the window.
You slept in the living room?
He was frightened of upstairs. All his life, never slept up there.
Is this the...
That's where he died, yes. Lying on the bed. He did look peaceful. You'd never think to look at him, he'd been shot.
What's this?
Medication list.
Dad, 4-phenytoin. 1 sun, 1 royal jelly, 1 vitamin. Mum, 1 sun, 1 royal jelly, 1 vitamin, 1 blood pressure, 1 anti-sickness.
So there wouldn't be any mistakes.
Put it in the file. Thanks.
He liked things down on paper. Always best to have it in writing.
Did you put other things in writing?
Oh, yes.
What?
Oh, most things, really. Because, you see, if we didn't, there was always the risk, he said.
Of what?
That something might go wrong. Would you like to see upstairs?
I love my family. They're mine. I love them. What's different about me, see, is that I love them more than what you might call normal.
Don't you ever say I don't love them, because I do. I do. I've everything I want. A wife, 2 girls, glad they're girls. Nice balance, nice sense of proportion.
Me and them, them and me, no one else. We don't need it, we don't want it. The house, ship shape, it's all under control. Lay my hand on anything anytime I want it, blindfold.
And this is the other bedroom, the storeroom. We use it for spare items. Billy did the shelving himself. Took him nearly 3 weeks.
I've got rules. I've got a system.
What I say goes. Train them so they know that.
Glasses, 5 inches from edge of table.
Spoons, bowl down when you drain them.
That blue china cat.
I like that cat.
3 inches from fruit bowl.
Not 2, not 4, but 3.
What I say goes.
Got my eye on everything. Got my ear to the ground.
You can't take a breath without me. Don't even try.
It's arranged alphabetically, do you see? Brown polish, budgie food, bullet spare, bullet spent, curtain rings, dried peas and beans, pulses are in a separate section under P, emergency supplies, electrical only, fire lighters.
You don't have any open fires?
No, they were just in case.
Of what?
He liked to cover all eventualities.
Can't take any chances, can't take any risks. I'm the one that deals with it. I'm the one to face the bloody world, earn a living, put food in their mouths. They'd eat for England if I didn't stop them.
Rations. Got them on rations, like in the war.
It's all there in writing. There's no excuse.
2 ounces of this, 1 ounce of that, 3 ounces only of the other. Keep a little edge of hunger there. Keep them on their toes.
I'm the one needs feeding up. I'm the one who has to go out there, in the cold, in the dark. There's all sorts of stuff out in the real world.
You've no idea. You don't know what it's like.
You don't know nothing. You don't know you're born.
He made the rules. Each item had to be no more than 5 inches apart and no less than 2.
What happened if you got it wrong?
Sometimes a broken nose. Sometimes he just went into the shed and chopped up bones for soup. You could never tell. So we tried never to make mistakes, which is quite difficult when the rules keep changing. It's quite tiring, really.
Garden implements. Handkerchiefs. Hand cream. Knives. Macaroni, dried milk, pest poison, razor blades, rope, sugar, sticking plaster, tranquilizers, wrench, wire cutters, wool, darning, wool knitting, water.
Susan and Janet did the labels. They have a very neat hand, haven't they?
Did he ever explain the purpose of all this?
It's just spare items.
In case of what?
In case. That's all he said.
Didn't he ever say? Didn't you ever ask?
He was expecting a siege. Or a war. An explosion of some sort. He wanted to make sure that we'd all survive. We'd be the only ones left. He wanted there to be just the 4 of us. He made us do the football pools. We must have been the only family in England praying not to win. He said if we did, he'd buy a desert island miles from anywhere and we'd all go and live there and never come back. That was his dream. It was our nightmare. Is there anything else you need to see?
It's not enough, Susan. You have to tell us everything. We're trying to construct a defence.
I've told you.
When did he first start having intercourse with you?
I can't remember. I was quite young. 16.
Yesterday you said 13.
It was a long time ago. I can't remember.
16 or 13, which?
I was probably younger than 16. I don't know. Maybe I was 13.
And how did it happen?
Pardon me?
What were the events which led up to it?
He just said. He just said, you know.
What?
I was in the shed. He was chopping bones and he just, you know.
In the shed?
Pardon me.
It happened in the shed?
No, he told me in the shed.
Told you what?
He said... Susan, you know I have sex with your mother. Well, now I want it with you too.
And what did you say?
I didn't know what it was. I knew it was bad. Could I have a glass of water, please? So I just said, I don't want to, Dad. I think it's wrong. And he said what he always said, which is, what I say goes.
And?
And what?
What happened then?
I waited. Nothing happened for a couple of weeks. And I felt sick. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what to expect. One day... He sent Mum and Janet out to a jumble sale and that's when he did it.
Did you tell your mother?
I told her the day he said it in the shed.
And she did nothing?
Well, she said it was bad enough, the beatings without that as well.
But basically she did nothing?
Well, there was nothing she could do. He'd bought a gun.
Did it happen regularly?
Every Friday. Other times in between. We were trapped. Stop looking at me like that. You don't understand. There was nothing we could do. He could have done it to you, even someone like you. It's easy. You don't fight. You don't know how to. You keep going. You survive.
You think we're freaks, don't you?
No.
Your mother couldn't have saved you either. You're all in it together. You're all locked up together and you don't tell anyone because it's... because it's private.
Would you like a cup of tea?
I'm sorry for shouting.
You weren't shouting.
I'm sorry. Can I stop now?
Dear Dad, I'm writing this because the psychiatrist says I should. I'm to tell you what I feel. They ask us all the time, how does this make you feel? How does that make you feel? What did you feel at this time? What did you feel at that? We know how to do it now. We say what they want. We felt vulnerable. We felt frightened. We felt terrified. What I feel is embarrassed. Words, 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 useless. Everyone. You were our father. And we killed you. We're glad you're dead, but sad you weren't nicer because then we wouldn't have had to shoot you. Once, when I was 7 or 8, I came in and you were at the sink playing with our goldfish you'd tipped from its bowl. You were watching it flap and gasp with a strange, dreamy look in your eye. No colour in them. All black. The corners of your mouth turned up. That's how you'd look after you'd hit Mum. That's all I know about you. That look. I can't write this anymore. I don't understand the point. I don't think any of them really know what went on. We tell them this bit and that bit, but for them it's just some horrible incidents, a case history. For us it was 40 years. Sometimes I think we'll never be free of you. Sometimes I want to come into your grave and shoot you again. And again, and again, and again. Just to make sure.
Is there a drug you can get to stop you dreaming?
Why?
I'd like some.
What are your dreams about?
Stuff. Is there a drug then? Tablets or something?
Dreams are important.
No, they're not. They're just rubbish.
Sometimes dreams tell us how we really feel.
That's not true.
Tell me about them.
I can't.
Why can't you? Do they make you feel violent? Angry?
No.
What then?
I wish I'd never said it now.
You like the dreams to stop?
They're killing me. I can't live with them.
Try and tell me about them.
I dream that... Oh, I can't say it. I'm sorry.
Could you write it?
I can't say it. I can't write it. I can't get rid of it. I'm burning up with it.
With what?
Oh.
If you tell me, I'll help you carry it. I won't be shocked.
I can never tell the worst. I can never tell.
Is your father in these dreams?
Oh, of course he is.
And what is he doing?
I can't tell you.
You can, you know.
He's having sex with me. He's having sex with me and I'm... Oh, I...
And you're what?
I'm enjoying it.
She said try writing it, so I'm writing it. You come into the room. I can't see your face. It's dark. I'm lying on the bed and I've no clothes on. You kiss me, a lover's kiss. You put your tongue inside my mouth and you tell me that you love me. I say I love you too. That's what lovers say, isn't it? I love you too, Dad. I say I love you too, Dad. I can't write this. She said the dreams will fade if I write it down. She says it's normal. These feelings are normal. I say they're not my feelings, they're my dreams. You touch me. I want you to. It's you and it's not you. I ask you to touch me again. And you do. You keep telling me you love me. I look at your face above me and you look so sad. And I'm not your daughter, I'm your lover. Except I'm lying now because I know I'm your daughter, and that's what makes it so special and secret. You look so sad, but I will make everything better for you. I don't want you to stop. You're the only lover I've ever had. I'll pull you down towards me. I wake up. I'm sick over the side of the bed. How could you do this to me, Dad? How could you do this?
We can come home next week.
Until the trial.
That's very kind of them.
We're not a danger to society.
Of course you're not.
Or to ourselves. That's what they said.
We can all be together again.
That'll be nice.
We won't be staying in the house.
They're going to put us somewhere else.
Without bad memories.
A nice flat, they said.
I dreamt he came back and tore the curtains down. Then pulled the house down around us. Pulled the walls down, the ceiling. Bricks and dust and plaster everywhere. We were choking and suffocating. There was plaster in our mouths. Then I woke up. I thought, I think I'd like to live somewhere else. Somewhere I might get some sleep.
They've given Janet a tape.
A relaxation tape. I listened to it on Walkman.
Does it help?
No.
She's not doing it right.
But you have to concentrate. He keeps getting in the way.
It'll be better when we're all together.
I'll sleep in your bed.
Yes.
Until the dreams stop.
What's it like without him, Mum?
I had mushrooms on toast yesterday. I haven't had that since I was a girl. He took against mushrooms, for some reason.
There never had to be a reason.
Sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know how to do things of my own accord.
We went shopping yesterday with Deirdre.
She's one of the staff.
Very kind.
We didn't know what to buy.
You felt a bit light-headed.
Felt a bit sick.
It was a hypermarket. We had £5 each.
We bought some shredded wheat.
And 3 packets of biscuits.
Deirdre laughed. She said, is this all you want?
We'd never had shredded wheat.
We'd seen it on the telly.
She said, you two are weird.
They weren't very nice, actually, the shredded wheat. But I expect we'll get used to them.
It's my home. I do as I like. The girls are grown now. The girls are dangerous.
I've got them tamed.
I've got them tabbed. Don't let them out of my sight.
Dress them the same, them and their mother. 3 red jackets so I can see them coming.
My little army. My little crew. There's men on the streets, men on the corners. I've seen them. I know what they want.
Right, I say. Right. No talking to men.
No talking to boys. Not now, not ever. Do you hear me?
Point my gun. That always gets them. Never argue with a gun. I taught them that.
Oh, yes, Dad. No, Dad. 3 bags full, Dad, but they're bloody lying, just like their mother. Say one thing, mean another. Don't know why they bother. I know everything. If you go with other men, I'll bloody kill you.
Oh, we don't, Dad. We don't. Oh, butter wouldn't melt, but I know women. I know you. You say one word, you flash one look.
We don't, Dad, we don't.
But they're taking the piss.
This is what I'll do. This is what I'll do. Bang, bang, bang.
I fire at the wall and they jump and cower. So I do it again. I'm tingling and racing. There's holes in the wall.
I fire at the feet to make them dance.
Oh, I'm laughing now. And then she spoils it. She bloody spoils it. She starts to cry.
So I punch her hard, but she still keeps going.
I've told you. I've told you. No bloody tears in this house. No bloody tears.
She keeps on. She keeps on. I want her out of here. Get her out before the room explodes.
Move. Bloody move. What's wrong with you?
She doesn't go. So I do. I go.
I lie in the garden, face down in the wet grass, gun sleeping soft beside me. Rain patters and splashes around me. I could sleep for a year. I wish I was dead. I don't know why, but I do.
He bought us rings, wedding rings,
We went to the jeweller's and chose them ourselves.
Mine was patterned.
Mine was plain.
The jeweller was delighted. He said to Dad...
Oh, a double wedding.
And Dad said, yes.
In his special voice, his outside voice.
Polite and reasonable, normal.
Yes, he said, they'll both be wives.
And we put on our rings when we left the shop.
He said it was to keep us safe.
To keep the men at bay.
He wasn't a bad man.
In his own way.
But he needed to be put down.
The way you do with dogs.
You put them out of their misery.
Sometimes he'd lie on the floor and shout,
I don't want to live.
I want out. I want out.
So really, we did him a favour.
Either he went, or we all did.
It was just a matter of time.
We used to imagine the headlines.
Family found dead in Burnley.
He wouldn't let us leave.
We couldn't let him live. Sometimes he kissed me in the street. Not a father's kiss. And that's when I began to think we were invisible. People were nearby, people we knew, and nobody said a word. We'd slipped into another world where nobody spoke. No one said nothing. Janet, me, Mum, Dad, and no one else did either. But they knew. They saw. All that silence. 5 kinds of silence. Each of ours and the outside world. Cars went by, people out shopping, drinks were bought in pubs, and we slipped through it all like ghosts. This man is my father, I wanted to shout. But either they knew and they didn't care, or they didn't know because they couldn't see. I was banging on the glass, but it made no noise. I was opening my mouth, but no voice came. He was turning us into ghosts, sucking away at our lives. And soon we'd be gone, and the dust would settle. As if we'd never been. This most frightening of all, as if we'd never been. We felt the waters closing over us. This blighted, wild-eyed man was dragging us down to unmourned graves, and with one last gasp we made for the surface where we saw the light. Threw ourselves on the mercy of the air, one square of light, a promise of breathing unaided, and we saw our chance in the darkness. There was no option, do you see that? When you're drowning, you snatch at life. We came out of the dark and into the light. We are newborn babies, and we're learning to walk.
I'm standing at the sink. Fizz. Crack. There's a ripple in my head. A burning smell. My face in the mirror. Mouth frozen open. No sound coming out.
Fizz. Crackle.
Electric shocks through my brain, shattering it into fragments. Hundreds and thousands of coloured glass.
I am dissolving. The room turns magenta pink.
When I come to, I'm in bed.
Epilepsy, they say. Fits.
Bring me gone, I shout. No one moves a muscle. They're sort of smiling and patting me hand. And then I realise... I'm not actually talking.
I'm not even moving my mouth.
God damn you bastards! And this last word like a roar bursts from my lungs and smashes them in the face.
Bastards! Oh, you can hear me now, all right. Let's get this place ship-shape. I'm not out for the count yet. I'm getting up.
No, Billy, the doctor says...
Sod the bloody doctor. I hope he rots in hell. Bring me my bloody gun.
Janet's sitting there snivelling. What's the matter with her? Why can't she smile?
Smile, Janet, smile, or I'll knock your bloody block off. If anyone hears of what goes on in this house, I'll shoot you all in the legs.
I have not got bloody epilepsy. I bloody have not, and if any of you says that word again, I'll set the house on fire. It's banned, right?
I'll set the house on fire with all of us in it. Crack. A noise. Where did that come from? Is it outside or in my head?
I say nothing, I don't let on.
Bring the gun, let's have a party. I'm feeling on top of the world.
Tell her to stop crying, will you? Tell her to shut her face.
Let's all have a whiskey. Let's get this show on the road.
Crack, 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 crack. Someone's popping something in my head. Best say nothing, but they're looking at me like I'm an unusual fish or something.
What's wrong with you? What are you gawping at?
Someone bring me a sandwich. Move it, go on, move it.
What's wrong? Are you bloody deaf or something?
They don't bloody move.
They can't bloody hear me.
When I come to... Mary's holding me hand, and I'm on the floor. She says I've had a fit, but she's just saying it.
What I think is some crack, bastard crack, spiked crack, my drink.
Crack!
The fits got worse.
They took him into hospital,
and that was the happiest time of our lives.
Oh, it was lovely to wake up every morning, knowing he wasn't there.
We could eat what we wanted.
Read magazines.
The bruises began to fade.
That's when we knew. We got a taste of forbidden fruit.
We understood what we didn't have.
He was sunk from then on, really.
And when he first came home, he seemed different.
Weak as a kitten, quiet as a lamb.
We were walking on air.
But it didn't last.
The last weekend was like being in hell.
The walls are closing in. I have to keep a hold of things. Keep my ear to the ground. Doctors in and out of the place. Something wrong with Janet.
They want to put her in hospital. Mental hospital. Stupid bloody woman. What's she got to cry about?
It's driving me mad, the weeping. I can't bloody stand it.
Got a few worries. Things preying on my mind. I don't like the sound of this mental lawn.
If they take her there, I want her drugged. I don't want her talking. I don't want her spilling the beans. Maybe I should shoot the lot of them now. Then me.
No, not yet. There's life in the old dog yet.
Another little whiskey. Everything's under control. More crackling in my head last night. I didn't say a word. Give them an inch and they'll take a mile.
Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
What I say goes. What I say goes. Somebody come in here. I'm on my own in the dark.
Mary. Susan. Janet, somebody come and do something. Stop bloody crying. You live the life of Riley. You don't want for nothing.
I want a fried egg and I want Janet to make it.
Do as you're bloody told. There's nothing wrong with you. Do as you're bloody told. If the yoke breaks, you know what you get.
Any sign of burning and you know what you get. And any more tears and I'll break your arms. Another little whiskey. Crack!
Sparks fly, bright phosphorescence. My brain hisses and fizzes. Crack!
Oh!
I am hurtling through black sky on a sea of pungent scent.
I can smell the colours of my own mind.
I can smell this television programme.
Back to my dog self. Back to the dream.
Metal. I smell metal and wood and cordite.
Janet's tears.
Susan's breasts.
I smell something blinding, white and relentless. I smell things I can't control.
Piss. My piss, something between my teeth. Bite on this, Dad, bite on this.
I can't go on, says someone. Load the gun.
Oh, burning tyres. Spent diesel and overtone of brass. Stinging nettles. Cold sweat. I love that smell, so why don't I love it now?
We'll have to shoot him. My body bucking. The room is rank with it. My eyes stream with it. My fear is filling the room.
Bang!
Bang! Bang!
When the judge told us we weren't going to prison, we wanted to say thank you, but nothing came out. She said, "You've suffered enough." That was very kind of her, we thought. We can start a new life now.
We've got a maisonette.
We plan to have pink carpets.
And a dog.
We've got four bedrooms.
One for each of us.
And one for spare items.
We've already bought the shelving.
In Five Kinds of Silence by Sheila Stevenson, Susan was played by Patsy Foran, Janet by Sophie Bleasdale, and Mary by Emily Johnston. Billy was played by Reginald Edwards, Paul Jacobs, Jake Mitchell, and Alistair Tovey. The policewoman was Phoebe Price. The policemen, Hubert Burton and Samuel Valentine. The police inspector, Tom Hansen. And the psychiatrists, Gwyneth Keyworth and Phoebe Price. The lawyers were Eva Clifford, Vanessa Schofield and Matt Whitchurch. Sound recording was by Philip Matichuk and the director was Jeremy Mortimer.